Worldview: Socialist Venezuela oil production in freefall as infrastructure collapses. By John J. Xenakis on November 25, 2018. This morning's key headlines from generationaldynamics.com. Socialist Venezuela oil production in freefall as infrastructure collapses. Russia rebukes Venezuela for non-payment. Socialist Venezuela oil production in freefall as infrastructure collapses. Oil tanker labeled PFSA, homeland, socialism or death, Pan Am Post. With over 1 million refugees from Venezuela having fled to other countries, with dozens of people dying violently in Venezuela every day, Venezuela's dictator Nicolás Maduro's socialist policies seem to drive the country further into disaster every week. In 2017, Venezuela was producing 2 million barrels of oil per day, BPD. But by September of this year, output had fallen to just 1.4 BPD. According to Fadi Birol, the executive director of the International Energy Agency, Venezuela production is in a free fall and we expect that soon it may go to even below 1 million barrels per day. Venezuela has some of the largest oil reserves in the world and Petróleos de Venezuela S.A. PDVSA was once one of the biggest oil producers in the world. But socialist dictator Hugo Chávez nationalized ExxonMobil's Venezuelan assets in 2007 and turned them over to his crooked cronies who did not know anything about running an oil company. Venezuela's oil production has been steadily declining for years. Average oil production declined dramatically over the past 2 years, by 12% in 2016 and again by 13% in 2017. Production in December 2017 was 27% lower than a year earlier. And this year it has fallen even farther. Late last year, Venezuela's socialist president Nicolás Maduro appointed a military man, Major General Manuel Quevedo, head of PDVSA, with a mandate to increase production and rid the company of corruption. Quevedo treated the engineers and other professions contemptuously, even calling them thieves and saboteurs. Tens of thousands of employees left the company, and Quevedo replaced them with soldiers who knew nothing about the oil industry. The result has been a collapse in infrastructure, as engineers who were needed to maintain the busted valves, ripped gaskets, cracked pipes, and so forth were forced to leave. Contractors who were experts in cleaning up oil spills have gone out of business because PDVSA was not paying them. The means that oil production is decreasing and oil spills and leaks are increasing. PDVSA is unable to clean up spills after years of neglect, scant investment, and corruption scandals. Pools of oil are polluting waterways and farmland, causing a pungent odor. Socialist Venezuela is in a major economic collapse, following years of mismanagement and underinvestment in the oil industry, an enormous humanitarian crisis, and a leader who is addicted to socialist policies that enrich himself and his cronies, but destroy the population, with a hyperinflation rate expected to reach 1,000,000% by the end of the year, according to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Reuters and Bloomberg and Reuters and Bloomberg. Russia rebukes Venezuela for non-payment. Socialist Venezuela would have gone into full-blown default years ago if not for bailouts by Russia and China. Russia has been bailing out Venezuela for decades, and in recent years Russia and China have extended large loans to Venezuela, with the agreement that Venezuela can service the debt by making payments in shipments of oil. One of the reasons for the fall in oil production has been that PDVSA has been forced to starve its own oil refineries of crude oil so that crude oil can be shipped to Russia and China as loan repayments. However, as PDVSA's infrastructure collapses, it is becoming more difficult to make debt servicing payments even with oil. It has now emerged that PDVSA has been unable to provide all the oil shipments that it has promised to Russia. Igor Sechin, a close advisor to Vladimir Putin and head of Russia's state-owned oil company Rosneft, flew from Moscow to Caracas over the weekend to rebuke Venezuela's socialist leader Nicolás Maduro for being behind schedule in oil's for loans payments to Russia. Possibly even more significant is that, according to reports, Sechin brought information, I would guess satellite tracking data, showing that Venezuela was meeting its obligations with China, but not with Russia. The problems delaying payments include operational mishaps, such as refining outages and delayed cleaning of tanker hulls, and financial disputes with service providers owed money by PDVSA. Reuters and Reuters. Related articles. Socialist Venezuela's state-owned PSA oil company near total collapse, April 21, 2018. Cuba's new president Miguel Díaz-Canel makes delusional promise to continue socialist revolution, April 20, 2018. Russia considers taking on a huge financial burden. Venezuela, October 5, 2017. Venezuela's economic crisis is hitting Cuba hard, August 6, 2016. Hugo Chavez dismantled Venezuela's businesses on purpose to create socialist paradise, May 29, 2016. Keys, Generational Dynamics, Venezuela. Hugo Chavez, Nicolás Maduro, International Energy Agency. Fadi Birol, International Monetary Fund. IMF, Manuel Quibedo, Petróleos de Venezuela S.A., PTVSA, Russia, Rosneft, Igor Sechin, China. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.